NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Finland will become the alliance's 31st member after Turkey's parliament voted unanimously in favor of the Nordic country's membership.
I welcome the vote by the Turkish Grand National Assembly to ratify Finland's membership in NATO. All 30 NATO allies have now ratified the accession protocol. And I have just spoken with President Sauli Niinistö to congratulate him on this historic occasion. Finland will formally join our alliance in the coming days. Their membership will make Finland safer and NATO stronger.
With Finland joining, Russia failed in its attempt to prevent a further extension of NATO. Finland shares a 1,309 kilometers or 813 miles border with Russia. Finland ended its neutrality and sought to join NATO, citing security concerns after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February last year. Yet Turkey and Hungary have declined to approve Sweden's application. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan claims Sweden protects terrorists, but rights activists say they are peaceful political opponents of the Turkish leader. Earlier this week, Hungary's parliament also approved Finland's bid, but it refused to immediately back Sweden's membership. Budapest and the ruling Fidesz party have accused Sweden of spreading lies about Hungary's perceived lack of rule of law and democratic credentials. That was also the reason why Hungary wasn't in a hurry to vote for Finland, explained Foreign Minister Peter Sijarto.
When Finnish and Swedish politicians question the democratic nature of our political system, that's really unacceptable. And you know, these parliamentarians who are competing for their mandates, who are competing for the votes of the people on the countryside, on the streets, you know, and these people get the votes, and then they hear that this is not legitimate, this is a dictatorship. You know, they are really sensitive on such kind of issues. So we expect respect.
However, Stoltenberg remains hopeful that Sweden will join too.
All allies agree that the rapid conclusion of the ratification process for Sweden will be in everyone's interest. I look forward to also welcoming Sweden as a full member of the NATO family as soon as possible.
Sweden still hopes to enter NATO, but its foreign minister fears his country may not be able to join by July, when the alliance gathers for a summit in Vilnius. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos in Budapest.